about Jewish suffering. It's about Jewish triumph from suffering. All right, let's try this little piece of Esh Kodesh. Parshas Ve'era. It's on page, those who have the Sefer, it's on page Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalet. It's a short piece from the year Tafshin. So this is the beginning of 1940. And let's go through the Pesukim at the beginning of the Parsha. Because I always find it very interesting, the way that Shemos ends and the way that Ve'era begins. Right, it ends with Moshe Rabbeinu being frustrated. Again, perhaps, like, we could say he's frustrated on behalf of Klal Yisrael. He's not necessarily frustrated himself. But he turns to Hashem and essentially he says at the end of Shemos, you know, what's the plan here? Ever since I got involved, you told me to get involved to try to help out. Ever since I got involved, things seem to get worse and worse and worse. To which Hashem responds, very end of last week's Parsha, Ata Tira. All right, now you're going to see what I'm going to do to Paro, and you'll see the unbelievable salvation of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so if you read the Pesukim at the beginning of our Parsha, let's read the opening Pesukim, just to get a little context here, right? Again, the Rebbe on page Lamed Gimel, it's printed here, a synopsis of the Pesukim, but let's go through them very quickly, just to get the overview. V'yadaber Elokim al Moshe, v'yomer elav ani Hashem. That's going to be a very telling Pesuk. Vayedaber Elokim el Moshe, vayomer elav ani Hashem. Essentially, you're accusing me of being Elokim, of being too tough, of being a God of strict justice. Vayomer elav ani Hashem. But Hashem responds and says, no, you're misunderstanding who I am. I'm Hashem, I'm Yud Kei Vav Kei. I'm a God of mercy. That's something the Stipler Gaon pointed out in a very beautiful piece. And again, it's going to be something that anyone who's really paying attention to this pasuk is going to notice. And the Rebbe is going to deal with it in his own way. And then he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Va'ir el Avram el Yitzchak v'el Yaakov, Bekel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem lo nadati lahem. Right? To the Avos I appeared with the name Kel Shakai, whatever exactly that means. But the name of Hashem I did not manifest with, did not express or communicate with. V'gam hakem oisi azbrisi yitam laseis lahem b'saritz kanan. This is Megurem Asher Garuva. Hashem is reviewing a little synopsis of Jewish history, the promises that were made and fulfilled. I don't think I'm not listening to the Jewish people who are suffering. I hear their cries. I hear the pain. I know what the Egyptians are doing to afflict them, to harm them. And Hashem says, I'm a man of my word, so to speak. Therefore, go tell Bnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem. Go introduce Ani Hashem. Hashem is really doubling down on all of his commitments, his promises. I'll take you as a nation, I'll be to you a God, and you'll know that I'm Hashem when I free you from Egyptian suffering. And I'll bring you to Eretz Yisrael, and you too will see the fulfillment of the promise of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Okay, sounds great. No? Very exciting. Pasuk Tes, Vayedaber Moshe Kedel B'nai Yisrael. Moshe brings the report to B'nai Yisrael. V'lo Shamu El Moshe Mikotze Ruach Me'avoda Kasha. And that's such a sad pasuk. That is such a sad pasuk. Can you imagine someone comes to you and he brings such exciting, positive, good news? Imagine a person's gone through a very difficult situation and nothing was working out for them. And all of a sudden, a gewaldic, exciting report comes their way. They're so happy they should be so happy to hear the news. And they're still so burdened. And that's this whole inyan of mitachas sivlos mitzrayim. What's this inyan of taking us out from tachas sivlos mitzrayim? Sivlos mitzrayim, Rashi says, is toirach masa mitzrayim. But the burden of the weightiness, the work of mitzrayim. But it's also like a person who's depressed, there's a heaviness that the person carries themselves with. And it becomes difficult to what? To smile about anything, to lift your head, to feel even, able to receive positive news. So Moshe comes and he says, Klal Yisrael, great news. You should know, you thought Hashem was too tough. Hashem is very loving. You thought God forgot about you. Hashem hasn't forgotten about you. You think Hashem's not listening to your cries. Hashem is listening to your cries. You think that the promises of the Avos are not going to apply to you. Hashem just told me that he's going to take you out with awesome miracles, back to Eretz Yisrael, all sorts of wondrous things. Moshe comes, he's all excited, he tells the report, and Klal Yisrael, deaf ears. Koytze ruach avodah kasha, they can't hear anything. That's so sad, no? That someone could get such a positive, such an uplifting and positive report, and they're not able to hear it. That's how broken we were. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemor bo daber al paro melech Mitzrayim vishalach es b'nei Yisrael mi'artzo. So Hashem says to Moshe, okay, go tell Paro, I'm taking the Jews out of here. Vayedaber Moshe lefnei Hashem lemor. So Moshe says back to Hashem, again, a very reasonable suggestion. Hein b'nei Yisrael lo shamu elai ve'ech yishma'eni paro. Rashi says this is one of 10 kal v'chomers in the Torah. If the Jews who are suffering, who this should have been the greatest news in the world, refused to be makabel the news, so then obviously Paro, who's very happy having slave laborers in Mitzrayim, is not going to be makabel the news. If the Jews won't listen, eich yishma'eni Paro. And more than that, if you tell me that maybe I'll find the right words to convince Paro, because I'm such a smooth talker, ani aralsef asayim. I don't even know how to present the case. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe, last pasuk for now. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe el Aaron, pasuk yud gimel. Vayitzaveim el bnei Yisrael ve'el Paro melech Mitzrayim, lotzias bnei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe and Aaron, you're going to figure out how to get the Jews out of Mitzrayim and how to get Paro to go along with the plan. And here the Rebbe quotes Rashi. Rashi says, Tzivam aleihem lanhigam benachas ulisbol osam. Hashem commanded Moshe and Aaron to direct the people gently, benachas ulisbol osam, and to put up with them. Klal Yisrael are not always so easy to put up with. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe and Aaron, listen, with a gentle touch, with the right words, with the right approach, you'll be able to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, and you'll be able to get Paro to somewhat agree to that plan. So I ask the Holy Piyazetz Rebbe, v'tzarech lahavin, ma sheichus zeh lezeh? I don't understand. Well, what's the sheichus here? Shemipnei shebnei Yisrael lo shamu mitzaras Paro, lachin yanhigu Moshe v'Aaron osam benachas? The Jewish people are not able to hear anything. They're not makabel the news. So if you guide them with what? With gentleness, that's going to change things. And more than that, if Paro is not willing to stop oppressing them, so it's very nice that you want to guide them gently, but they're not going anywhere until Paro gets on board. Right? If anything, forget the nachas. Just chase them out. Push them out. Get the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. Fight Paro. I don't know. What is this? Be gentle, be encouraging, guide them, put up with their complaints. Well, what exactly is Hashem asking of Moshe and Aaron in this pasuk? Moshe and Aaron themselves seem to be pretty frustrated. Aval anu mispalalim v'sidneinu l'chein u'l'chesed u'l'rachamim v'einecha u'v'einei kol ro'einu. We say, we daven, it's a line that we say in Tfilas HaDerech. V'sidneinu l'chein u'l'chesed u'l'rachamim v'einecha u'v'einei kol ro'einu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please interact with us with chein, chesed, and rachamim. So let's learn how our Rebbe introduces us to the concept of chein, chesed, and rachamim. Right? Chein is grace, chesed is kindness, rachamim is mercy. What do these words mean? Mitchila chein va'achar kach chesed va'achar kach rachamim. What exactly is the process that's unfolding here? So the Piyazetz Rebbe explains, ki chein hu lemisha ro'oi chas v'chalila, Shaloli Natzel Gamkin. Chain is for a person who doesn't really deserve to be saved. Who is the embodiment of Chain in the Torah? Someone whose very name is the same letters as Chain. Noach. Right? Noach is a person of Chain. Noach Matzel Chain, the Pasuk says. As the Gemara explains in Sanhedrin, on the Pasuk, V'Noach Matzel Chain, Shagam Noach lo hayekadai lihi Natzel, ela shematzel Chain. Did Noach really deserve to be saved? The answer is, no, he did not. Noach should have suffered with the rest of the generation. And for some reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu liked him. There was something about him. We learned once upon a time, Eliyahu Ezra was here once upon a time, when we learned the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes that there are three or four mitzvahs. He's very mysterious, doesn't say what they are. There's a couple of mitzvahs that a person could do that even though their overall picture of who they are makes them unworthy, but they do certain things that they win over HaKadosh Baruch Hu's favor. So Noach was a person of chen. He didn't really deserve to be saved, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for some reason, had a certain type of chen. He identified a certain type of chen in Noach, and Hashem liked him in some way that's hard to explain. What about chesed? Chen chesed rachman. What's chesed? The chesed no dashu kulo chesed gam lemishen oray. Again, chesed is presenting chesed, kindness to one who, again, is totally not worthy. So chen represents you're not worthy, but I'll help you. Chesed represents you're not worthy, but I'll help you. What's rachamim? What is rachamim? Right. Rachamim is often associated with the midah of Tiferes, which is Yaakov Avinu. Again, if Avraham is chesed and Yitzchak is gvura, rachamim is the blend of Avram and Yitzchak, the blend of chesed and gvura. In other words, explains our Rebbe, rachamim hu kvar ma'urav bedin. Rachamim contains within it a little bit of what? A little bit of midas hadin. It has a little bit of midas hadin mixed in. Lo rak bedin v'lo chesed legamri l'mi she'en aroy rak she'a roy tzas v'rachim. Rachmanis means what? Chesed means you're a mess, you're not taking care of yourself, and you want someone else to come and save you. That's called chesed. Chein, you're totally unworthy, but for whatever reason, there's something about you that I like, so I decide to save you. You don't deserve it. Rachmanis, what's a rachmanis? Rachamim. Rachamim means I see that you're trying to do good. I see that you're trying to make the efforts, right? But Nebuch, things are just not working out for you. A guy who says, I don't want to work and you're going to give me tzedakah. So I say, you say to such a person, you're asking for an unbelievable chesed. Why should I take care of you more than you take care of yourself? Rachamim is a guy who's trying so hard. He's trying to provide for his family and he's still struggling. And he says, have rachmanis on me. And it's easy to relate to him in a certain sense because you know what? He does deserve it. Midas Hadin says a little bit that he does deserve it. Right? It still requires an element of chesed. It's a mix. But Rachmanis is ma'ur of bedin. There's a sense of justice there. There's a sense of earning it. There's a sense of something that is appropriate there. So now, let's understand what we daven. Chein chesed rachman is a trajectory. Lachein anu mispalim b'seder hazeh daika. We daven specifically in this order. Ki lo mi boi shi'i efshar lavo ledin levad mitocha yisurim v'atzaros shenase es kol asher aleinu lasos. Obviously, we can't face head-on Midas Adin. Right? There's no way we're going to be worthy. He's talking both in terms of the Jews in his time, and he's talking about Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, there's no way if a Kadosh Baruch Hu judges us with the letter of the law, there's no way we'll pass the test. There's no way that Midas Adin, Bereishis Bara Elokim, when Hashem created the world, he had a whatever that means, a Kadosh Baruch Hu had a thought, a havamina, to make a world of din. It's not Shaykh. Certainly not Shaykh in Mitzrayim. Certainly not Shaykh in the Holocaust to expect to live up to the standards of a Jew at times of such suffering. Ragam l'rachmim, sh'nia k'tzas ru'uyim i'efshar lanu lavo mitoche yisur. But the Rebbe, and now again, it's always b'derech tefillah. The Rebbe says, but even on the level of rachmim, even to say a little bit we deserve it, you know, we'll meet you somewhere in the middle, a blend of chesed and gvura. A little bit of rachmanis, a little bit of kindness that I need, but a little bit I've earned it. Even that we're not able to do. Right? Again, let's look at the words again. Rak gam l'rachamim sh'niak tzas ru'uyim i'efshar lanu lavo mitocha yisurim. When we're suffering so, even to say that I'll do a little bit, I'll do my part a little bit, I'm not even confident that I can do that. But, and here's the beautiful taich, says the Rebbe, rak v'sitneinu mikodem l'cheinu l'chesed. But Hashem, if you'll give us a jump start, if you'll start us off with chen and chesed, so then you know what's going to happen afterwards? Then once I see some of your undiluted kindness, when I see the nesias chen that you have by the Jewish people, even when we're totally unworthy, so if you're willing to start me off with chen and chesed, again, if you give me something, a total gift that I don't deserve, maybe then I could start to improve myself, and I'm still not going to be worthy of earning my place in the world, but at least I can then petition Berachamim. Then I can make it to the Madrega of Rachamim, where what? Where I'm able to say, at least I've done something. If you save us even when we're totally unworthy, then oznu chalavoa la rachamim. Then I can maybe work my way up to the madrega that's called rachamim. Shal koponim tsas niyer uyim. That at the very least, a little bit, I could earn it. But right now, I'm so down in the dumps. I'm so broken. My suffering is so great that I need you to help me to get that fresh start. I need you to kick things into motion for me, Hashem, and then we could start a partnership, right? A partnership of rachamim. Again, I'm not claiming I'll be able to earn and totally live up to the standards of midas hadin, but at least then we could partner. V'lo bilvad shemipnei shemitoch hatzaros kashal lanu lasok v'torah v'lasos kechol asher alinu lasos. And the Rebbe says, listen, clearly from all of our suffering, not only are we not able to learn Torah and do mitzvos as much as we would like, ach gama sha'osim. And I think this is very relevant to us. I haven't said it, I haven't emphasized this in a while, right? How the Rebbe's Torah has to be relevant to us also. So let's try to focus on this for a second. Gama sha'osim, even that which we're doing, sometimes we're doing it below ruach chayim osim. We're doing it without a ruach chayim. We're doing it by rote. There's no energy in our avodas Hashem. I daven. I learn a little bit. I keep Shabbos. I make a bracha. Right. But at a certain point, you got to say, like, come on, wake up. I have to get excited about Yiddishkeit again. What a schus it is to be alive in the world. Right. So the Rebbe says, unfortunately, we're at a time where people, whatever, we're not doing a lot of what we ideally want to be doing, but even that which we're doing it in a very, again, understandably so, we're doing it in a way that lacks life. It lacks a ruach chayim. Rak b'shvira b'nefila uvelo simcha rachmana letzlan. We're doing everything with our heads hung low, a certain broken, brokenness from a state of nefila. There's not a sense, a deep sense of what? Of Jewish pride, of excitement, and again, understandably so with all of their suffering. But the Rebbe is saying that's something we want to try to get to, right? That way we can at least, but at least we're trying to do a little something. Maybe that's worthy of rachamim. So now let's put it into the words of Moshe and Hashem. Lachein, kisha'amar Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, lama hareosa la'am hazeh, lama zeh shilachtani. When Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, very, very, stark words, Rabbona Sha'olam, why are you so evil to these people and why did you send me? I don't want to mix in with this. It seems that nothing I'm doing is actually helping Klal Yisrael. So what's Hashem's response? Hashem responds, Veshivo Hashem, Vayidaber Elokim El Moshe, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. Elokim responds to Moshe, Midas Hadin responds, and says, I am Yudke Vavke. What does that mean? What's Hashem saying? Hashem's saying, the same way that a person's efforts, I think, again, I'm not 100% sure what the Rebbe is even saying, but this is how I understood it. Tell me if you have a different understanding. The same way that we explained that when a person makes an effort, right, and does his part, so to speak, so then at least, again, I'm not saying strict midas hadin, I've earned it. But at least the little bit of effort that I've made, I've earned some credit, right? Enough to say rachamim. In chen and chesed means I've got nothing. I'm begging you, pure, undiluted chesed. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do it for me because I'm just totally unworthy. Not roi lakach. Rachamim means I'm a little bit worthy. So how does one get to the level of rachamim? Again, if rachamim is the blend of chesed and gvura, chesed being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness, gvura being letter of the law, midas hadin, justice. Rachamim means I meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu somewhere in the middle. So the same way that what? That by earning it through our efforts, by making strong efforts in Torah and Avodah, that makes us somewhat worthy, where I don't have to ask for pure chesed anymore. I feel that I've somewhat prepared myself to earn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. That's called rachamim. So the same thing is true from suffering, right? The same way that we're saying our efforts are called midas hadin, it's called gvura. So in a similar fashion, if Paro is beating me up, that's also called gvura. That's also midas hadin. Again, that's midas hadin in the way of strict judgment and suffering. But that's also an encounter with, right? So my suffering has to be worth something. I think that's the Rebbe's point. So vayadaber Elokim el Moshe, Midas Hadin Elohim says to Moshe, Ani Hashem. That from your suffering, from the Midas Hadin, right, that's how a person is able to then earn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. Shemizeh yavo lebechinas havaya rachamim. Right? It's the combination of Elohim and Yudkei Vavkei, in a sense, of chesed and Midas Hadin, that allows you to be worthy of rachamim. In other words, Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, the suffering of the Jewish people counts for something. It makes them more worthy of redemption. That through the pain and the harshness of the avodah, of the suffering of the shibud, they became worthy of leaving Mitzrayim early. I think, I was just thinking this morning when I was davening, Bikesh Yaakov legalos es haketz, right? How many years were they supposed to be in Mitzrayim? Again, I'm not saying a major chiddush here, but just trying to understand it a little bit more. Bikesh Yaakov legalos es haketz. They were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for how many years? 400 years. We got out after Redu, right? 210 years. So we got out 190 years early, which is Gematria Ketz. So Bikesh Yaakov legalos es haketz. Maybe Yaakov wanted, what did he mean he wanted to reveal the Ketz? Right? He wanted to say when Mashiach's coming. That Mashiach's coming in Teves of Tafshin Pebes. What did Hashem want to tell them? What did he want to tell his children? What did Yaakov want to tell his children, the Shvatim? So maybe what he wanted to say to them was he wanted to give them chizuk. And the chizuk that he wanted to give them was to reveal to them this, really this secret, that your suffering is not in vain. It's much easier to suffer, it's much easier to go through a difficulty when you know for sure that my encounter with Elohim leads me to Yodkei Vavkei. That the same way that when I work hard in Avodas Hashem, there's a reward for that, when I go through difficulty in this world, when I encounter Midas Hadin in that sense, that's also, right, that also creates merit and brings Yudkei Vavkei into my corner. So maybe Yaakov wanted to reveal to his children, right, the reality that if the avodah in Mitzrayim looks harsher than you ever could have imagined, you should realize Bikesh Yaakov legalos es haketz. You're going to get out of Mitzrayim 190 years early because of that. So realize that it's not for naught. Right? Every bit of suffering is a payment towards something, and it earns HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanis. Unfortunately, says the Rebbe in concluding the piece, "Velo shamu," they couldn't listen. "Lo shamu el Moshe mikotzer ruach miavoda kasha," they weren't able to open their ears to Moshe Rabbeinu, because they were so broken from the avoda kasha that they couldn't even appreciate what it was doing for them. Perish im yavo el rachmim miavoda kasha oziya bikotzer ruach below ruachaim. And again, this is the Rebbe in his very delicate way, you know, questioning Hashem. And it's a theme we've seen a lot of times. If we're going to be so broken that we're not even able to get the message, then what's the point of the message? I think that's the Rebbe's question. Right? Again, his question to Hashem. If they can't listen, if they can't get it, again, if they're going to suffer and they're going to understand, Moshe comes and says, Chaver, let me explain to you what's going on here. Your suffering is not in vain. This is all a stepping stone to a Kadosh Baruch Hu taking you out of Mitzrayim. If they can be makabel that, then it's great. Then the suffering is not purposeless. It has a purpose, it's clear what the purpose is, and the Jewish people can celebrate it. But if they're so broken, that what? That everything is without chiyus, right? That everything is below ruachayim, and they're not even able to process the good news. V'lo shamu mikotzer ruach, m'nei hakotzer ruach, kevan shehu me'avoda kasha. If the avoda is so kasha that they can't even hear the news, then what's going on here? And how does that help? Right? And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the same time is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Aaron, and this is the punchline in the last couple of lines, and this is the Rashi that we started with, Hashem's response after Moshe and Aaron try to encourage Bnei Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim. They can't hear it. They go to Paro. Paro, why don't we go to Paro? Paro's not going to listen to us. It's Kal Vachomer. If the Jews don't want to go out of Mitzrayim, Paro certainly doesn't want them to go out of Mitzrayim. And then Hashem says, Moshe and Aaron, I command you. Vayitzavim, I command you. And who commands in that pasuk, in pasuk Yud Gimel? Who does the commanding in pasuk Yud Gimel? Lachein vayedaber Hashem vayitzavim al b'nei Yisrael. Vayedaber Hashem vayitzavim al b'nei Yisrael. What's the pshat vayedaber Hashem vayitzavim al b'nei Yisrael? Mitchil ha'ksiv vayedaber Elokim va'achar kach ani Hashem. Originally, when Hashem responded to Moshe's original complaint of what? Right? Who's going to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? What's going on here? Things are just getting worse and worse. To which Hashem responded, no, 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 Moshe, relax. Vayedaber Elokim, right? Ani Hashem. Again, that's Hashem's response to Moshe. The suffering is going to lead to the chesed. The suffering is going to lead to the rachmanis. But now, when Moshe Rabbeinu expresses further frustration, and he sees that Bnei Yisrael are not even willing to listen, so then what? Va'ata v'yadaber Hashem. Right away, the dibur itself is Hashem. Mitchila havaya rachamim. Initially, right away, it's an expression of Hashem's mercy. V'zem v'yitzaveim al Bnei Yisrael, as Rashi explains, tziva aleihem lanhigum banachas. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe changed his hanhaga, right? Meaning until now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was beating up Bnei Yisrael or allowing them to suffer as a means of refining them to be worthy of Hashem's kindness and rachmanis. But Moshe and Aaron are now saying, it's not working, Hashem. It's not working. The Jews aren't even able to listen. So Hashem says, okay, go back to them and let's try it from the top again. This time we'll start off right away from the beginning with much greater gentleness. And then maybe they'll be able to receive. So that's the tziva aleihem lahanhigam benachas. Shekol hanhagi imahem lo tehi mitchila din va'achar kach rachamim. Rakula ga mitchila tehi benachas. And again, this is not just the Rebbe learning the psukim. It's the Rebbe's tefillah. The Rebbe, again, is saying, I think what he's saying is, Hashem, we understand that the suffering is not for nothing. We know it's not in vain, it's not all for naught, right? But the challenge of the suffering is that by Edaber Elokim, when the Dibor, Dabar also is a lashon of to lead, to guide, right? Yadbir Amim Tachtenu. So if the Dibor, if the Hanhaga is one of Elokim, even if eventually Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem, people can't be sovel. They can't hear it. So Hashem says, okay, fine, Moshe. It's almost as if Hashem acquiesces. Okay, fine. We'll change it over. Vayedaber Hashem. Let's go straight. A dibur of Hashem. Vayetzaveima b'nei Yisrael. Let's lead them b'nachas. Because again, this approach of sometimes, you know, whacking b'nei Yisrael over the head and then saying it's for your own good and something good will come from it, while it's 1,000,000% true, but it's very hard for a person to be makabel. So I think that's the Rebbe's, you know, delicate tefillah, which is, again, on some small measure, questioning Hashem, but trying to negotiate the same way that Moshe and Aaron, in a certain sense, negotiated HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga, that it should be a little bit softer at the beginning, not just harsh at the beginning as a means of softening, but it should be soft. It should be soft and benachas from the start. Okay, so we should be zocha in our lives that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, listen. People go through stuff. We all go through stuff. Everyone has difficulties in their lives. But first and foremost, when we have that, we should be able to be sovel it. We should understand that the Elokim leads to Hashem. It's a form of earning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy, as opposed to just receiving a pure handout. And also, we should daven, we should ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meirosh, Mitchila, should lead us in a derech of Yudkei Vavkei. That we shouldn't have to go through, you know, the suffering as a means of getting there. And again, the answer we learned already last week is Torah. When a person learns Torah, and he works hard in Torah, so then he doesn't need to work hard for Paro. Right? That's the Zohar. V'chomer u'levenim, kol avoda basada, right? Chomer is kal v'chomer, levenim is libun halacha. Why is the Zohar interpreting all the slave labor in Mitzrayim as different types of learning? Because the answer is, when a person works hard and earns it through his spiritual efforts, he doesn't need to earn it through suffering. So that's our bracha to ourselves. We should be zocha to learn well, to understand that the suffering is not in vain. And halavai, halavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should guide us, should lead us in a way, in a hanhaga of nachas, like Moshe and Aaron were able to eventually lead Bnei Yisrael. All right?
Amen.
We should be zocha. Any thoughts, comments? I think we're reading the piece correctly. What do you say, Chavra? It's a powerful idea. I just love the way the Eish Kodesh finds the words to challenge Hashem, but to do so in a way that shows deep emunah, right, and understanding of what Hashem is doing. But again, as we've seen, he's Moshe Rabbeinu, And Moshe Rabbeinu gets it. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, but Klal Yisrael don't get it. The tzaddikim get it. The tzaddikim don't have tainus. It's the regular folk who end up, you know, not getting the message. You have to tell Hashem that. Hashem doesn't know that. But yeah, I mean, that's what tefillah is in general. What's tefillah? I have to tell Hashem things that he knows. And until I tell him enough times, he, you know, it shows that I don't care enough. So Moshe Rabbeinu, leaders, people of deep das, of amuna, have to what? Have to fight for Klal Yisrael. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing. He's fighting for Klal Yisrael. Yeah, Gedal Yaron, what do you got?
No, just based on like the general idea of the Chayin Chesed and then the Rachamim, I think it's just very practical in terms of anything, meaning when you're trying to get somebody to enjoy something, you're not going to show them the negatives or the potential downside before you show them the positives and the sweetness of it.
That's right.
So like when you're like, I guess, teaching like kids, when kids are learning Torah and stuff, they're not learning like halakha, like you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do that. They're learning like, oh, like it's so nice we have Shabbos or we get to do certain things, right, versus like the negative flip side that it could be like, I guess, destructive and
right.
People would, yeah.
It takes a maturity and a depth to be able to handle, you know, the responsibility of it, right? It's easy to, again, to speak about the joy of it and the beauty of it and the sweetness of it, right? But the you know, the challenge of it and the responsibility and the weightiness of it is hard to hear. But the goal is that when you understand that properly, right, there's a real sense of, you know, of deeper connection. I'm not just taking the parts that are easy and feel good. But again, it has to, that Moshe Rabbeinu's point is, but if it gets to a point where the Jews can't even hear it anymore, right? If you're trying to teach, you know, the halachos and it's only being heard as, you know, the negative, don't do this, don't do that, so then it becomes, yeah, then it becomes, you know, potentially very damaging. Again, it has to be said, has to be experienced. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know, Ad Masai, how far are you going to push the Jews? It's breaking them. It's too much. So Hashem says, all right, we got to soften up a little bit. Seems that Hashem, you know, accepted Moshe's taina. It's interesting. Yeah. Anything else, Chaver? Anyone else want to add anything? Yoni, is that a wave or it's a comment?
I have a totally unrelated question from something that came up from Shabbos. I want to wait until like we're done with the Eishkodesh piece.
Okay.